10 years of connection, mentoring, and startups. 10 years of SME growth and supports. Your local enterprise office is celebrating a milestone 10th anniversary. LEO Waterford, making it happen.
Welcome back, 083-333-975. Big smile on my face, big smile to two ladies' faces in front of me as well. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Damien.
How are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Thank you.
Full name and titles, please.
So I am Jamie Whitty and I'm a business advisor in the local enterprise office.
And my name is Margaret Fleming, founder of Dessert First Bakery in Waterford.
Very good. Good to see you again, Margaret.
Thank you, Damien. Know you for many, many years. Yes, indeed.
We're doing lots on the programme this morning about the LEO and the wonderful LEO as it is. Just remind our listeners, what is the local enterprise office, Jamie, if you wouldn't mind first?
Well, it's the first stop shop for anybody looking to start up a business or currently in business and looking to expand their business or looking for any supports, basically. We have a wide range of supports available from mentoring to training to the digital for business to the lean for business to the green for business program, looking at efficiency, along with some website development supports and financial support. So it's really, we've got a large amount of supports available for businesses with less than 50 employees.
Now, we're going to focus in this interview on the lean and the digitalisation. Firstly, Margaret, if you wouldn't mind, tell me a little bit about yourself for people that wouldn't know you. A lot of people do know you, but tell me a little bit about your story.
So my story, I suppose I have a long and varied background in my career, but ultimately I've always had an interest in food, in good quality food, in producing it. I had an outside catering business back in the 90s and ultimately then started Dessert First in 2010 because I saw a niche market there for high quality desserts. And I suppose 2010 wasn't the best time to start a business with the benefit of hindsight, particularly in Waterford, because Waterford struggled for quite a few years after the recession in 2008. But the business, it thrived, and we're still here in 2024. I suppose I've taken a little bit of a backseat in the business now, but I am still involved. And, we're so thankful. I suppose any small food business is going to be niche, and you rely so much on supports from everybody. So the support comes from fantastic staff, comes from fantastic agencies like the LEO, and it also comes from the fabulous customers that we have, because they're the ones who ultimately believe in the product, want to buy the product and want to pay for that product. So that's where we are.
And we're covering many different types of services and products and areas. So every story may be different. We may have somebody who started a business in terms of tax back and computer stuff at their kitchen table and is expanding. And it's kind of a linear process. Well, it looks like it's linear. There's obviously ups and downs. Then you can have businesses that go up and go down and fluctuate and modulate. What is the main... What's the real takeaway that you have got from LEO in the last few years? Like, what's the strongest thing you've got from them?
Well, I suppose for us, really, we had been in business, since 2010. And you do grow very slowly, particularly in a food business. You can't just, multiply by tenfold or 20-fold overnight. But you do get to a point where you need to gather technology. You need to start moving with the times. And for a small business, it can be really difficult to do that because, number one, I myself wouldn't have had the knowledge base, that background in technology. And also, it can be very expensive to purchase it. So something like the programs that the LEO had, like the Lean program and the Digital Start program, which we went on, was absolutely, it actually, I would say it was a game changer for us. So I had been looking at, as the business developed, we were using spreadsheets. We were, everything was reams of paper. So everything was written down on sheets of paper and then transferred to spreadsheets. And the information from one spreadsheet was put onto another spreadsheet. And as you grow and the business gets bigger, it just becomes very cumbersome. And it also means that there's a lot of room for error. So to be able to then have something like the Digital Start program, which brought in somebody to help us look at how we could digitize our business, was absolutely amazing. There were options. There was other options out there. I mean, there's always off-the-shelf packages. So there might be a bakery software package that we could have purchased. But the thing about a lot of these is that they're very generic. They have an awful lot of functions that we wouldn't need. And they're also really, really expensive. So when I looked into those, we could never afford them. Our business was too small. So to have something like Digital Start, which basically was bespoke, it meant we had a great guy, John O'Shanahan, came in and helped us to analyse what our needs were. We had a very good basic system set up. So the thing about it is, if you have your systems in place, paper-based, then it's a case of just trying to take that paper-based system and digitise it, which is what happened. He helped us to do that. And, you know, it really helped us to grow the business further.
From an LEO perspective, when somebody like Margaret comes to you with these problems, like, what do you say? What do you think? You obviously use your experience for having been in touch with other people. But, like, talk to me about it from your perspective, Jamie.
So what we're trying to do is we're just trying to help every business. Like, Margaret is in the food industry, any industry, the digital for business, it applies to. So when you're listening to people's challenges and they're coming in and they're saying, like, our day-to-day, we're looking at our, what is your day-to-day process within the business? How do you operate on a day-to-day basis? So you look at that and you think, right, it is going to be the digital for business program, because that will look at all of your day-to-day processes, your procedures, and see, is there anything that you can do that you can put onto a CRM system? Can you introduce cloud systems? What kind of resources can you introduce into the business to make things more effective, so is that the procedures are all streamlined and they become that bit easier, so you don't have to spend 5 or 6 hours a day doing administration work. You can actually cut it back to maybe 1 or 2 hours a day, and it's not so reliant on a person. And the business is only as good as the systems that they have in place as well. When it comes to, everything is always subject to human error, and if you're manually inputting something, it can always be an error. You have to be open to that. There can always be mistakes, I suppose, made by that.
And what happens then in terms of training Margaret, or training people working with Margaret?
So in terms of the training, like, we would always, I suppose, take the client through and advise them, this is the Digital for Business programme. We feel after you complete the programme, it will give you, you know, what Margaret has just literally explained in terms of her processes, and it'll go through all of that with you. And so the client is aware of what they're going to get from actually doing the Digital for Business. And we would always try and follow up with the client. Margaret and myself actually had a demo. John O'Shannon would have taken us through a demonstration on the improvements that the business seen from it, and you were actually a part of a case study as well with Enterprise Ireland on the Digital for Business programme. So it really, it was a massive benefit to Margaret's business, and it made a serious impact.
And did you have to go back, Margaret, and sort of, can you help me with this, can you help me with that, do you know what I mean? The help was there if you needed it.
Absolutely. The help was there if we needed it. And I suppose the thing about the way the LEO works is that, you know, the first time you'd engage with them on a particular support, that it would be confined to maybe a certain number of hours or whatever way it might be defined. But then if you can show that that amount of support made a significant difference to the business, and you could identify further improvements that could be made, then you can go back and say, well, look, can we go again? Is there any additional supports? And that really is so important, because there's no point in starting something if you can't actually then finish it out. And I think once you start down the route of digitalization, you actually then realize what a difference it makes to the business, and you realize how much more you could do. And I have to say, the Waterford LEO has been fantastic in supporting us in, you know, subsequent programs.
Yeah. And the Lean, in terms of that, how does that work? Is that sort of part of it in a way?
Well, the Lean for Business would be slightly different in the sense it's looking at how you can be more productive and how you can make more of a profit, more so than digitalization. Okay. But it still looks at everything in terms of your customer relationship management systems, in terms of your day-to-day operations, and can a procedure be reduced to actually do it in 4 steps as opposed to 7 steps and stuff like that. So you would have availed, Margaret would have availed of the Lean for Business programme as well. And it is a 3 to 5 day consultancy program where you would be availing of a lean consultant to come in and look at the everyday operating processes within the business to see can anything be shortened or streamlined.
Yeah, and the reason I'm saying it, like, in a way, it goes hand in hand in some respect, but as you say, it's different because it's all about trying to get your business more efficient, get it leaner and fitter and all those things. Did you learn much from the lean consultancy?
Any business owner or founder of a business, sometimes you kind of don't see the wood for the trees. You get so caught up in the day to day. And having somebody come in like that on something like the Lean program, it makes you actually take a step back and have a look at the business more objectively, because they're coming in and looking at it objectively. And they help you to see things that you mightn't necessarily have seen before and ways that you can improve and simple steps that could be taken that would actually improve your efficiency and the efficiency of the way you do things. And that alone is really helpful because, you know, sometimes you just don't kind of have the time to take a step outside and look at it, you know. And in small businesses, often, like myself, you're the founder, you're wearing 25 different hats.
Yeah.
And that hat of going in and actually analysing what's going on often gets put to the bottom of the pile.
So any advice then for anybody listening, you would say, just sit back, take a step back, anybody involved, and just look outside the box.
Yes, yes. I think that it's really important to, you know, even no matter what stage you're at in a business, right from the beginning, is to get your processes organized. And even if you're following paper-based processes to begin with, get them done properly. And then it makes it pretty seamless when you get to a point where you can digitize them. You know, John O'Shannon, who was a great help to us, would have said that it would have been impossible for us to have achieved what we did achieve if our paper-based systems hadn't been so well organized. So that would be really important, you know.
And sometimes when you're within the business yourself, as the business owner, there's many challenges, you're dealing with many different things every day, you don't actually have the time to sit back and actually review what you do on a day-to-day basis. And these programs are about giving you that opportunity to take a step back and review everything to see what improvements can actually be made and how can things be simplified.
How do people get in touch with you? How can they contact you?
Contact me?
Yeah.
Well,
let's give a free plug.
So dessert first. So we have retail range, which is available in a lot of the centres and super values in Waterford and South Kilkenny. And also in we have a website which supplies or gives information for all of our food service and wholesale customers. The website is www.dessertfirst.ie, and that gives lots of information about all our product range and the retail outlets where you can buy our products.
Dessertfirst.ie, all one word.
All one
Perfect.
Word.
Perfect. And we have all the details of the LEO and give those out later in the programme again. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And the very best of luck and continued success.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.